Off the Ball, GAA.
So you've got Garrod O'Connor, you've got O'Mara, you've got really good players coming in, right? I mean, really good players, not just okay players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
UCC and Cork Camogie player Aoife Healy joins us now for the launch of the Electric Ireland GAA Higher Education and Camogie Third Level Championships #FirstClassRivals campaign. Aoife, a nice year with Cork to say the least. I'm sure you'll be looking to bring that form now into the UCC dressing room this time around.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's a good few of us after coming off the win with Cork. So we'll definitely try bring that into the college season, yeah.
And how many of you is there in total? Because obviously it being so close, I imagine it's a bit of a crossover.
Yeah, there's a good few. I think there's nearly 10 of us involved with Cork and with UCC. And then obviously all the other girls, I say nearly everyone plays with their respective counties then. So yeah, really high achieving bunch.
Is that one of the standout points of the Ashburn Cup, that there is that kind of dynamic where you're playing with and against all these players week in, week out?
Yeah, you get to know them as players when you're playing at college, and then when you go to play them inter-county, then you want to be as far away from them as possible.
Are you picking up some tips and tricks then off the girls in college and using that then when it comes to the inter-county scene?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You'll be watching them at training and you'll be learning a lot from them, but you want to use it against them then when you can.
And does that kind of excite you that you do have both of those dynamics, especially considering Cork and UCC going quite well?
Yeah, definitely. I think it makes it quite enjoyable playing against people, you know, you kind of... I don't know, it brings another level to it as well as just playing a match. It's playing against people you know and being such good friends with them. Then in college afterwards, you can have such a good chat with them from those kind of links that you've made already.
It's probably one of the unique aspects of the Ashburn kind of setup as well, that let's say in college at the start anyways, you mightn't have that much of a time to develop the relationship, and next thing all of a sudden you're with them 24/7 through college and maybe living with them or training with them and all the rest of it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And sure, everyone's in the same boat, trying to fit in all their college work and then go do training and stuff. And we kind of all have our study weeks at the same time and our exam weeks. So everyone's in the same boat, really. And it's a really nice bunch to be a part of.
What are you studying in UCC and how are you finding college life?
Eric Grand, I'm studying environmental science. So I have another year that left. But no, I'm enjoying it so far.
As you're getting up through the ranks, do you find it more difficult to balance the two, given I'm sure there's obviously increased workload as you go up the years?
Yeah, I suppose just having the other girls that are also like in third year, or there's some girls doing masters and things, you kind of just know everyone's busy. So there's kind of a lot of people you can talk to if you are feeling overloaded and everything. So even just coming training as well, like that's such a release from all the study. And I think that's such an important thing to have. And we're so lucky to be a part of that.
Does the Ashburn provide a nice kind of stepping stone from that minor level to the full senior ranks, do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely going up senior from minor, it is a huge jump, and there's a huge jump in physicality and everything. But yeah, definitely the Ashburn Championship would be a bridge as such, that there'd be a lot more younger players in that, less developed and everything. But I think as you come out of Ashburn, then you'd be much stronger and much more well able for a senior setup.
And it must be kind of a catch-22 in a sense as well, because if you're successful, then you're nearly playing all year round.
Yeah, you kind of nearly get no break then. Once you're done college, then you can never play it again. So, you know, you don't mind going for the year round for the 4 years that you have it, I suppose.
Yeah, relish it while you can. Did you used to look up to when you were younger playing camogie?
I suppose it would be a lot of the girls that I play with now, you know, like Aisling and Laura, even like Hannah and Libby. They're kind of the more senior players on the team, but like I would have watched them all growing up, and I would have seen them win All Irelands and everything. So getting the chance to play with them it's really cool, and you can ask them anything. Like they're so approachable, but they're also so knowledgeable about the game that they're also just really, really good people to have in terms of bringing up the younger players. Like they're what they've experienced and what they've given to the game is just so admirable. So it's they're lovely to have involved.
How did you find that transition then from watching them play to next thing all of a sudden they're standing there beside you playing on the pitch?
It's something that you don't believe is real when you're first at your first session. You kind of are just trying to get through it and you're just overwhelmed by absolutely everything. So it's a huge deal to me after looking up to them for so long to be able to play alongside them and especially to win All-Irelands with them.
And do you kind of try and tap into their experience then and bring it into the likes of the Ashburn, where you'd be more now more so anyways, a senior player in that kind of setup?
Yeah, I think even naturally as you're playing and training with people, you kind of pick up on the things that that they're good at and their admirable qualities and stuff. So I think you naturally bring that across anyway. So yeah, I definitely would try be kind of outspoken like some of the older girls on the Cork setup, and I try bring those kind of things into the college as well.
And then looking ahead to this year, obviously UL, the holders, haven't played TUD in the final last year. Are you looking forward to the prospect of, I suppose, the whole competition, but especially the chance to compete on Ashburn Cup final weekend?
Yeah, definitely. I was saying before as well about the conditions. Like, we play a lot of our matches in the winter months and on the pitches that are really muddy and icy and cold. And then the weekend, if we get there, is on in the dome on a completely different surface and everything. So that's a cool experience. And we did get the chance to play our semi-final there last year against UL, who did win it. So that was a good experience. But I think this year we have that in the locker. And if we get back there, I think we'll be much more set than we were previously.
There's sort of even a blitz field, the Ashburn Cup final weekend, because you are playing those matches in over the few days and everybody's there all at the same time. It must be fantastic to experience.
Yeah, it's such a unique experience travelling and staying away with the girls from college as well and getting the chance to play with them on the Saturday and then, God, hopefully on the Sunday then as well. Yeah, it is a unique experience and you do get to meet all the girls from all the other counties and everything, and some of them you'd know from your own counties and everything. So it's a really unique experience playing that whole weekend.
Yeah, everyone would be jealous looking on at the scenes, I'm sure. And then obviously from the I suppose GA news side of things, there's new rules coming into the men's football side of things. If you could change one thing about the camogie, what do you think you'd change?
I'd love to bring back the hand pass goal. That I loved that rule. Yeah, that's one I'd bring back.
Interesting. And how would you feel like if they did sort of bring rule changes like that in, or would you like to see it, or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the game is adapting and everything, and I think if new rules come in, people need to be open to them, because I think that's the only way that the game will keep evolving. But for now, there's no new rules, but if there is, I'd be interested in playing them and seeing how they work. I think a trial period is definitely needed to see if they do work, but if they do, I think it makes the game more interesting and it keeps it ticking, really.
And the same old rules for the minute, but not the same old Ashburn, I'm sure it never is.
No.
Are you looking forward to getting this season into full gear?
Yeah, I think teams are hugely different from in the league as well. So I think the teams that we have played already are going to be completely different to the teams that we're going to play in the championship. So it's going to be a whole new ball game now when we start. So we're in it on Tuesday now, I think, against MTU. So that'll be our first one.
Eimear Heffernan of UCC and Tipperary Camogie joins us now at the launch of the Electric Ireland GAA Higher Education and Camogie Third Level Championships. Aoife, are you all set again for a big year for UCC?
We've a lot of training under our belt. So we have our first championship match there Tuesday against MTU. So it'll be a hard enough match. So yeah.
I'm sure. And what are you studying in UCC?
So I'm currently studying cultural science and in fourth year, so my last semester. So I come from a dairy background. So that's where I grew my love for ag science. And I just love going, I love studying it, and I love going to lectures and stuff and learning all about it.
You must have some schedule then if you're in fourth year trying to balance the Ashburn and everything else in between too.
Yeah, it's hard enough, especially in fourth year. We have a big project as well. But lucky in a way as well, Jerry, our UC manager, he lets me off if I'm struggling or stuff with assignment or exam. He lets me off to do that instead and training.
And you're not finished just yet, but if you were to look back, how would you say the Ashburn team experience has enhanced your UCC journey?
Yeah, there's such a special bond between your college team. There's such good commonality between each other. Like, we've same lifestyle and stuff, and it's just you get to know people from different counties, and you'll know them for the rest of your life. And yeah.
Especially playing for Tipperary as well, it must be nice to get to know people that you wouldn't usually play with. You definitely would be playing against them though.
Yeah, it's nice playing with them, but against them is a different story altogether. Yeah, you're trying to kind of learn as well some stuff off them that you can try and use against them maybe in the inter-county season. Yeah.
And would you say there is that sort of I suppose respect and everything as well, that you obviously are getting the opportunity to learn and compete with all these people, and then you go into inter-county then and it's hell for leather as well?
Yeah, you're trying to pick up certain traits that they're doing that you could actually nearly improve yourself from the different counties. And yeah, there's even after the matches in inter-county season, like, you're always going up to them, and it's just such a special bond, I suppose. Yeah,
for sure. And then University of Limerick, the holders, haven't played TUD in the final last year. For those who don't know, can you describe what Ashburn Cup weekend is like? It seems like such a unbelievable celebration of Camogie, to say the least.
Yeah, it's usually you go up on a Friday and stay the night, and it's just like, even the bus journey from the start, like, it's just we're all just so giddy and everything, like, we just can't wait for the weekend ahead. Even when I first started College Camogie, like, everyone was saying how good it is, and like, it's worth the training and stuff, and maybe missing nights out as well for training and stuff, was worth in the end for that weekend. And hopefully we'll get there this year. But you'd have a semi final on this Saturday, and then if you're lucky, you get to the final, and then, you know, you have the bus journey home, and then maybe a night or two out then.
A night or two.
Only.
Yeah. But no, yeah, because even watching it on from the outside, it looks brilliant. Like, because obviously you're gathering there, and as you say, you're playing with your college, but you know quite a lot of people on different teams through your club and your county and all the rest of it too. So it must be a brilliant weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I just got a few on the Tipperary panel from UL, so there's a bit of tension there on the day, but at the end then it's we'll all get back together. But yes.
How much of an advertisement then would you say the Ashburn Cup is for Camogie? I know you were named before on the third level Rising Stars Team of the Year, but like, given there is such a competitive nature, and like, there's players from the best of the best teams around the country playing, and then even there's opportunity for girls who maybe aren't playing on the biggest stage but are brilliant players themselves, there's opportunity for them to get a bit of the spotlight too.
Yeah, like, the level, I suppose, is in between club and county. The trainings, they can be challenging at times, like, they are tough, and I suppose it's great way to test yourself against some of the best players in the country. I suppose this is such a high level, and it brings you into a good position into the league as well, and it does help with some people getting called up to the county setup, getting a look in through college, and helps develop them as well. Yeah.
For sure. And then looking at the men's side of things, there's obviously different rule changes coming into the intercounty scene, I suppose, to start with. But if you could change anything from a raise point from Camogie, would you change anything if given the chance?
I suppose the squirts. I think I just find them personally, I find them very uncomfortable and stuff, and hinders my performance a little bit. Like, I suppose everyone like even in the tip setup, they all wear shorts and stuff. Like, we'd never wear skirts and stuff, just only on the days. Yeah, so I'd love to see that going.
Especially given that's gotten such coverage in recent years and there has been such a call out, it'd be great to see it actually come through, given the player base seemed to speak so strongly on it.
Yeah, I think even Tipperary Camogie there last year tried to put it forward, but it didn't pass. But hopefully in the near future it will go, because there is there's more awareness of it now.
Speaking of Tip Camogie then, last year you guys won the league on the 20th anniversary since the famous league and championship double. That was the first league title you've won since. What was it like to get over that hurdle? It must be a nice monkey to have off the back and you can go forward now again this year.
Yeah, I suppose even after the final whistle, watching everyone on the field, just... it's kind of like we all kind of got to experience it, that we understand, like we got to know what it feels like to win such a big competition and stuff, and kind of drives us forward even for this year. Like, it's something that we can use as a motivation factor. Yeah.
And then being such an exceptional year for Tip Camogie, with the strong history and everything else within the county, it must be a goal of your guys to keep pushing on, especially seeing as there's more competition than ever when it comes to Camogie. Really, there's Waterford and yourselves and others as well challenging that so-called big three.
Yeah, I suppose ourselves, like, we've brought in more panel members. We have more some of the minor players that won All Ireland and junior players that won All Ireland, so they brought a bit of freshness into the team. So we're looking forward for the year ahead, and hopefully it'll go our way.
And you obviously have your UCC allegiances, but are Tip going to give Cork a run for their money this year?
Don't know, we'll just stick over what we're doing and we'll see. Hopefully it'll get us over the line.
Finally then, you were talking about making it to that Ashburn Cup weekend, hopefully anyways, but what would it mean for you guys if you did manage to go and do it?
I think even the last few years we've relatively come close, maybe a point or two, and we've always been close enough, but we just never got over the line. So if we got over the line this year, like, I think it would mean a lot, because it's such a special bond there, particularly this year, and I think you might not see us for a week or so.
I'd love to see it as well. Well, I'd be very jealous watching on at the scenes at the Ashburn Cup weekend. But Eimear Heffernan, thanks for joining us.